This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Great to be alive. Isn't it great to be a Muslim? Isn't it great to be experiencing the month of Ramadan? And isn't it great to be deriving the blessings of Sehri, inna fis suhuri la baraka. Enjoy, eat up, and look forward to the day ahead. We continue now with the tafsir of Suratul Kawthar. Previously, we discussed one day Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was with the Sahaba. He went into a kind of a state of meditation, woke up, and then told Sahaba about the surah that was revealed and read it to them, and spoke about Kawthar, meaning abundance of goodness, and that part of Kawthar would be the pond of Kawthar, the Hawd Kawthar. The descriptions that we picked up from the hadith that we discussed last week, it is a river in Jannah. On both ends of it, you would find a dome of hollow pearls. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam took Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam there. And when the Nabi of Allah took a closer look at it, he saw that the bed of this river was made of pure fragrant musk. Then we also learnt to travel from one side of the river of Kawthar to the other is the equivalent of a month's journey, meaning it's a very long river. The water is whiter than milk, more fragrant than musk, and it has many cups as equal to the number of the stars in the sky, meaning countless of cups. Whoever drinks from there shall never be thirsty again. That's why we should always make dua that, oh Allah, grant us to drink from the Hawd Kawthar, and even better, not from the cups, but directly from the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just imagine that. Imagine that. Drinking from water which is whiter than milk and sweeter than honey, after which you will never encounter thirst, but directly from the hands of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, Allama Shabir Ahmad Uthmani rahimahullah has mentioned that the ahadith that pertain to the Hawd Kawthar have reached the level of tawatur. Now, tawatur is a technical term in the science of hadith. It means that so many people have narrated ahadith on this particular issue that it's impossible for it to have been fabricated or for there to have been any mistake. You know, if one or two people narrated it, you can say perhaps something was misunderstood or, you know, misrepresented. But when so many people have narrated ahadith on this particular matter, meaning the Hawd Kawthar, it's impossible for it to be fabricated or misrepresented. That's why it's essential for every Muslim to believe in it, that the Hawd Kawthar exists, that this pond or this river of Kawthar definitely exists. Now, where is it actually? Is it in Jannah or is it in the plains of resurrection? Because on the one hand, the ahadith have been telling us that it's a river that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw in Jannah on the night of Mi'raj. And the other ahadith tell us that on the day of resurrection, we will be drinking from this river, except those from the ummah who were innovators and who brought matters into deen which were not part of deen. May Allah protect us. So here the scholars have reconciled the narrations and they have said that it is a river in Jannah. Either a portion of the river will flow into the fields of resurrection, or the water will be brought there and people will be made to drink. The river water will be brought and put into a pond. So the river is actually in Jannah and you will continue to enjoy it whilst you are in Jannah. But on the day of Qiyamah, when matters will be so severe and when the sun will be beating down on people, you will be able to drink from this pond where the water from the river of Kawthar will be collected. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make us from amongst those fortunate ones. We should be making dua for it, but at the same time, we should be working towards it.